The destructive practices to our Constitution are moving forward because of the moderation of our modern conservatives and their media outlets. Among modern conservatives, they are not the opposite of liberals. Today's conservatism is really only a reaction to a political philosophy, and a very weak one at that. In essence, friends, the modern-day conservatives are fraternizing with the enemy of your country.
Can a man who essentially agrees with President Obama on all the key issues realistically become the Republican nominee for president?
For example, why do the modern conservatives always capitulate or surrender to the emotions of the socialists when it comes to the law?
Mitt Romney believes in all these things, but here's the crusher. So does President Obama. There's not a dime's worth of difference between them.
Did they forget that hundreds of thousands of men and women died to ratify the Constitution that they so easily forfeit at every constitutional challenge? And that's even if the Constitution is brought up, which in most cases it's not. Why are they ashamed of the moral absolutes that they claim to stand for? The deception is modern conservatives don't really take an opposite view from liberals, only a slightly slower path in the same direction and same destination as liberals. And at the end of the day, they come to the same conclusion and America loses.
What will happen if we are left with a choice among the major party candidates of Mitt Romney and Barack Obama? I have argued, Jake, that they are closer to each other than either of them is to Ron Paul or any of the founding fathers.
Today's conservatives are simply yesterday's liberals. If we want our rights restored, then we'd better start electing God-fearing constitutionalists who are not willing to go along to get along. Conservative defines in Webster's 1828 as preservative, having power to preserve in a safe or entire state or from loss, waste, or injury. Friends, salt preserves and it stops putrefaction. Who said that we were to be the salt of the earth? Jesus said in Matthew 5:13, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men." The conservatives of today have lost their savor and have allowed the Constitution to be trampled under the foot of government corruption. And speaking of corruption in our government, why have the American people thrown off the option of impeachment? Corrupt politicians are not allotted the duration of their term to destroy the Constitution, while the American people are taught by the modern conservatives to sit back and allow it to take place. Republics have been destroyed for the lack of impeachment, and it is the duty of every American in this country to throw off tyranny in our governments. Thomas Jefferson rightly stated, "The two enemies of the people are criminals and government." So let us tie the second down with the chains of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first. Have you ever taken the time to notice in America that the modern day conservatives always complain about the left while they debate away the pith and marrow of who we are as a people? And in the end, the left wins the day only to show the hypocrisy of the modern day conservative? America? There wouldn't be a left if the right was doing the right thing at all times. Let me turn the lights on here for you for a minute. We have one constitution, not two. The two-party system gives the impression to the American people that the left can do what they want to do when they are in power, and the right can do what they want to do when they are in power. Well, let me set the record straight. They're both wrong. The Constitution is the Constitution. The law is the law. Truth is truth, and truth is not changed by our opinions. Truth changes our opinions to fit our truths. It is okay, friends, to have different opinions as long as we are rooted in the same principles. And it's our principles that the modern-day conservative is surrendering through debating our Constitution away with their own opinions. How many times have you seen the modern conservatives during one of their debates with the left, as they call it, interject the law or the Constitution? Thank God people are waking up to this truth. A thing is either true or false of itself, and it is neither made true or false by our views or opinions. Besides, opinions have influence on our opinions, and we can see what the modern day conservatives have done with the opinions of both sides. They have forsaken principle. they leave off the founders' opinions, which were rooted
in... Here we go. Revolutionary soldier, judge, legislator, educator, schoolmaster to America, none other than Noah Webster said, "The religion which has introduced civil liberty is the religion of Christ and his apostles. This is genuine Christianity, and to this we owe our free constitutions of government. The moral principles and precepts found in the scripture ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws." He goes on, "All the evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Our citizens should early understand that the genuine source of correct Republican principles is the Bible, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, please give us a call at 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. Well, folks, we can see that the war hawks are busy, the federal government, state governments working hand in glove with that of the military-industrial complex trying to create another war. And I've said this, folks, and I've given you the heads up on this for a long time now, learning from Smedley Butler, the highest decorated Marine in the history of the Marines, who wrote a book called War is a Racket, showing you who profits from war. And at the end of his life, he recanted for being the strong arm muscle on the behalf of those institutions, calling out Wall Street, calling out the presidents, calling out those that profit again from the war. Friends, if you want to end all of this, just send the politicians. We just seen most recently where Donald Trump was flippantly talking about war with Iran, going to war on the behalf of, admittedly, going to war on the behalf of Israel, modern-day Israel, Rothschild's Israel, to basically eradicate Iranians. And what's happening here, friends, is the American people caught wind of it, of course. And in the meantime, what did they do? Well, they just said, well, we need to send your kids. And then so what we found, friends, is there was websites that were actually set up concerning the fact that Donald Trump, if he wants a war, his kids go first along with himself. Because if you look in contrast to the history of America, our forefathers, if there was a righteous war, friends, they were the first ones to go. They didn't ask anybody else to go on their behalf. But that's the way of politics today, because the American people haven't come to the conclusion that if you want the wars to end, then you send them. Because if they have to go to war, they're not going to go to war, friends. They have to use the blood of your children in the behalf of to do their biddings for them. And they mock you, just ask Henry Kissinger. But what's interesting, friends, is they set up websites basically saying Barron needs to go sign up for the military. And then it came back from the people's White House that he was too tall, which was a bunch of nonsense. No. See, folks, they want you to believe that you're that stupid. They want you to believe that you're that dumb that somehow or another, if they're going to call for a war, it doesn't apply to them. They actually want you to believe that there's nobody that's taller than Barron Trump in the military, which is nonsense. It's a lie. Okay. Well, it didn't go. It didn't stop there. They also went over to Donald Trump's kid, Don Trump Jr., who parrots nothing but his dad because he profits from his dad in the Trump dynasty. And so what was interesting with him is he complained about his feet, and then the doctor comes along and gives him a pass and says, no, you can go to the military. Friends, I'm just telling you, if you want to end these wars, send the politicians. And if you want to see a war, take the politicians that are creating these wars for their profit. America, you have 737 military bases in 142 countries. I cannot find that in the U.S. Constitution. Are you not angry about that? Let me ask you, is there honor in sending your children to bleed on the behalf of a bunch of profiteers, all the while knowing that Henry Kissinger, the known pedophile who's now in hell, Luke 16, where he belongs, is the one that said our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy? What do these people need to tell you, friends? They're mocking you. They're using the blood of your children for profit. Smedley Butler told us this. We see other said representatives across the country are standing up and they're parroting what it is that leaves this platform and concerning the direction this country needs to go. If they want a war, send them. I want to show you something. This is Hermann Göring, and he had said this is the way they create war. Naturally, the common people don't want war, he said. Listen carefully. He said, naturally, the common people don't want war, neither in Russia, neither in England, nor in America. He goes on, nor for that matter, in Germany. He said, that's understood. But he said, the people can always be brought to the biddings of their leaders. Americans, the only leader that we have in this country is the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That is the supremacy clause upon the shoulders of our captain, the captain of our salvation, the man of war, Genesis 15:3, and his name is Jesus Christ. Herman goes on and says, that's understood, but the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. We have a representative government. He said, that's easy. That's all you have to do is tell the people that they're being attacked by foreigners and denounce the pacifists, those guys that are out there actually calling out the crimes of those that are creating the wars. He said, denounce the pacifists for their lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. Friends, so what do? Just same thing they did during the last pandemic. They said, well, if you didn't take the shot, if they couldn't browbeat you into taking the mRNA experimental death jab, what did they do? They tried to shame you, and they tried to get others to tell on you and to shame you along with them by saying you're endangering others because you didn't go along with us. Folks, Hermann Göring ends that quote with saying, it works the same way in any country. Americans, come on. I know you guys got what it takes. And I'm speaking to you. And I'm saying that if you're in a ditch right now of misunderstanding what's going on here, I'm taking my hand and I'm grabbing a hold of you and I'm pulling you out of it and say, don't play the fool for these stooges. They're cunning. They're insidious devils is exactly what they are that mean to profit off of dominating other countries at the expense of your blood. Let that not be the case here. I'll tell you, if you want to, again, friends, look at Arlington Cemetery and you want to look at what's across the Potomac River, that's all you have to do is look at all of our boys that have been fallen 6 feet under the ground. And then you look at the other side of the Potomac River and what do you see? The politicians that put them there. But I got to say this, Americans, they're only doing what you're let them getting away with. And I also want to say this. When you look at what's going on there, friends, concerning what I just highlighted, the fact of the matter is they're going to continuously do it as long as the people remain in a position of being stupefied. Listen, Edmund Burke rightly said, if tyrants can rule and do rule by policy, it's because the people have removed the principles in which they're supposed to uphold. So the matter of the fact is, friends, Congress is the voice of the people, and the people allowed Congress to send and create these wars or to allow them to send our boys to fight their unconstitutional wars. I think it's time that we get it right and take the government by the scruff of the neck, because we, the people, are the government, and set the record straight with our said representatives. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
Hey, Siri, call Don
Francis
Newsom.
Turretine said, effectual calling is an act of the grace of God in Christ by which he calls men dead in sin and lost in Adam through the preaching of the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit to union with Christ and to salvation obtained in him.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. bbsradio.com.
A signer of the Declaration of Independence, a diplomat, governor of Virginia, secretary of state, and the third president of the United States of America. The doctrines of Jesus are simple and tend all to the happiness of man, the practice of morality being necessary for the well-being of society. He, God, has taken care to impress its precepts so indelibly on our hearts that they shall not be effaced by the subtleties of our brain. We all agree in the obligation of the moral principles of Jesus, and nowhere will they be found delivered in greater purity than in his discourses. I am a Christian in the only sense in which he wished anyone to be, sincerely attached to his doctrines in preferences to all others. Thomas Jefferson stated, I am a real Christian, that is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus Christ.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Amen. Yeah, that's it. What this lady just said, our friend from Arkansas, what our constitutional republic is supposed to be. Your said representatives submit to the law. The law does not bend its knees to their corruption. You want me to say that again? I can say that again if you need to hear that clear. Your said representatives are to uphold the law, not to tear down the law. They bow to the law. The law does not bow to your said politicians. But because they set up a double two-party system, the American people don't know the difference. Which, by the way, is what I mean to highlight, and I want to do it in great specificity. What did you expect would be the outcome when you play by their made-up rules? What am I talking about? The deterioration of every government begins with the decay of the principles on which it was founded. Many of us have already heard Chris Hedges' quote, which states, "We now live in a nation where doctors destroy health, where lawyers destroy justice, where universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, and the press destroys information, religion destroys morals, and our banks destroy the economy." I mean, just think about that. We have banks that will always be in debt by design. We have healthcare run by big pharma. They need you sick so they can create dependency. We have a state run by war, which will never know peace until the people understand the rule of law, which brings about true peace, God's law. And a nation run by media will never know the truth until you take them by the scruff of the neck, people. They're not going to fix themselves. They're not going to correct themselves. 345 million people listen to what I have to say. So when I look at this and I highlight the fact that, you know, we live in a nation where doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, government destroys freedom, the press destroys information, religion destroys morals, and our banks destroy the economy. How could it be otherwise? Especially when the American people allow the bad guys to hold the helm. That's crazy. But it starts before that and before the living God. How can it be otherwise when men despise the word of God? Do you know what the Bible says about those that despise the word of God? I mean, that's like, and I use this analogy with my kids sometimes, and they're all grown up now. But the point is, as I say, how would you go and how would you take on life in the dark without having a flashlight? The word is a lamp under your feet and a light under your path. Why would you remove the torch? Why would you remove the flashlight that is supposed to be focused on the author and the finisher of our faith? Why would you do that? Anybody in their right mind would say that guy's out of his mind. But that's what people do. Proverbs 13:13, whoso despiseth the word of God shall be destroyed. That includes individuals, and it also applies itself to nationwide sin. Psalm 9:16-17 as well. But it says on the other side of that as a positive, but he that feareth the commandment obeyeth, filial, not diabolical, but he that feareth the commandment of God shall be rewarded. Again, Proverbs 7:2 comes to my aid. What does it say? Keep the commandments and live. I'm going through Deuteronomy right now. Deuteronomy. It's one of my favorite books. I've read that book. I can't even, probably 75 times. And over again, it's like this does not get any more simple than what he is telling us. And it lines up perfectly in fulfillment in Christ who came to magnify that law. And yet people think that it's been abrogated. No, it is not. It's not been abrogated. It's been magnified. So again, the point that I'm making is naturally despising the Lord's word, his will be an inverted outcome. Do you understand? It will be inverted. It will go the direction, the opposite, in reverse, upside down, backwards. Read Isaiah 5:20. In Mark 7:7-8, we see Jesus counseling against fault when he said, listen carefully, people, howbeit in vain. I need to highlight the word vain because vain means empty or worthless. And Jesus brought that word in when he was counseling against fault, when he warned men what to beware of. He said, howbeit in vain do they worship me. In other words, their hearts are far from me. They honor me with their lips, but they don't listen to a thing I say to them. He said, how? Well, he explains, teaching the doctrines, the commandments of men. Teaching the commandments of men. You know what America's problem is? It's first problem. It's going to be your last problem if you don't correct it. Is the fact that you've thrown off the word of God and adherence and allegiance to him by taking heed to the state. And that is exactly why everything is completely inverted, as I said. Why? How be it in vain do they worship me, Jesus said, teaching for the doctrines of the commandments of men. Here's men saying, this is how we do it. We don't listen to the way, the creator. We don't listen to his commandments. We don't listen to his instruction books. We don't listen to his chastisings or his reproof or his corrections. No, we do it our way. And that's exactly what we have done. Now, I want to say this for the record. I know that there's a lot of people out there that say, well, we've kicked out the Lord. We've kicked him out of our nation. Nonsense. You didn't kick him out. You kicked yourself out. You're in God's system. God is not in man's system. We better get that right. He is the creator of all things at all times and all places. He didn't go anywhere. No, the difference is when man said he's going to do it his way and throw off the commandments of the Lord, what they did is they exchanged the blessing of the Lord through obedience to now taking on the curse through disobedience. You can also put that up against Jeremiah 17:5 if you would like. But the Lord said, for laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men. You'll obey man, but you won't obey me. And because of it, that's why you're eating the fruit of your own ways. Galatians 6:7, 8, and 9. Well, today we can see that those admonitions, those warnings that the Lord gave American Christians have been completely ignored. Oh, they have, believe me. I've done what I'm doing right now. on a personal level, personal appearances, doing events 3,000 times over. And what I'm going to show you right now, I've showed people 3,000 times, and on return events where I've done events before in the same place and come back as a return event to the same place. Friends, they're doing the same thing. They're talking the same way. And they just don't understand what the problem is. Again, the American Christians have been completely, they're guilty of completely ignoring the Word of God. Now, I want you to consider this as I lay down this premise. What Alexander Hamilton, he was a major force and a champion of the U.S. Constitution, he stated during the conception of this country, "For my own part," he said, "I sincerely esteem it, the Constitution, a system which without the finger of God could never have been suggested and agreed upon by such a diversity of interests." Now, remember, diversity, remember those people during that particular time was a diversity of the interests that they wanted to bring in to establish the institution of government. It didn't mean that they were at war with each other because they were all rooted in the same principles, okay? Also consider none other than Benjamin Rush. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence when he said concerning the Constitution, listen carefully, Americans, he said, "I'm satisfied that it is as much the work of a divine providence as of any of the miracles recorded in the Old and New Testament." Folks, this is just two of the 56 signers. Just two of the 56 signers that acknowledge the divinity in the providence of God in establishing what it is that we have today. So here we see that these men believed in our country, that it was established by the divine, they said. And this comes again from just two of the 55 witnesses from the founding era of the country. Now let me propose a question to you all before this first hard break. What if we were traveling from point A to point B and we didn't follow the instruction of a map to get you to your destination? That would be pretty foolish, wouldn't it? Question mark. That'd be pretty foolish, would it not? Yes, but guess what? This is exactly what politicians and the people of the day are guilty of allowing, and the obvious results are the country is way off course. Now, another question. What if, while playing some sort of game, you fail to follow the rules of that game? How could it be played? Not only that, but now you have allowed the instruction manual to be removed and have allowed others to make up rules outside of its original design and its intended purpose. Again, I ask you, how could it be played out properly? How could there be a lawful winner and a loser? Read 2 Timothy 2:5. How much more when it comes to our representative and limited government in casting off the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution concerning our lawful rights and our freedoms. Friends, if we remove the manual, the Word of God, and the founding documents, it will never come to the intended end for which it was designed or purposed, now would it? Never. Never. So it is. We cannot give ourselves to changing the instruction manual and expect a lawful result. Read Revelation 22, verse 18 and 19, because the point I want to make is this must not happen, and yet, friends, it is. What's at stake here is your God-given freedoms in contrast to the ill-designing man's insidious methods of cunnings to enslave you and me. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
John Dickinson stated, "All artful rulers who strive to extend their power beyond its just limits endeavor to give their attempts as much resemblance or semblance of legality as possible." And when we look to Ephesians 4:14, we can see exactly where John Dickinson extracted the light from that exposes the darkness when making his point. "That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive."
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence. Bradley knows American history and he knows the Bible. Tune into Bradley's powerful and informative radio show and you too will understand the importance of America's true Christian heritage.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
We should be inexcusable to God, to our posterity, to the whole world, if we hesitated a single moment in asserting our right and repelling the attacks of lawless power. Reverend Peter Thacker. President Theodore Roosevelt said, "To announce that there must be no criticism of the president, or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but it is morally treasonable to the American public. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. sonsoflibertyradio.com, that's who we are, what it is that we've been doing. sonsoflibertymedia.com. And or before it's news.com. So I'm proposing a question to you, my friends. What if you're traveling from point A to point B and you don't follow the instructions of a map to get you to your destination? I'm asking. That'd be pretty foolish, wouldn't it? Yeah. But it's exactly what politicians and the people of the day are guilty for allowing. And the obvious result is the country is way off course. They left the Constitution. What if while playing the same sort of, or some sort of game, you fail to follow the rules of that game? How could it be played? Not only that, but now you've allowed the instruction manual to be removed and have allowed others to make up the rules outside of its original design and its intended purpose. Again, I ask, how could it be played out properly? How could there be a lawful winner and a lawful loser? How much more when it comes to our representative and limited government and them casting off the word of God in the U.S. Constitution concerning our lawful rights and freedoms? See, because if we remove the manual, the word of God, and the founding documents, it will never come to the intended end for which it was proposed. Again, now would it? So it is. We cannot give ourselves to changing the instruction manual and expect a lawful result. This is why lawlessness reigns in this country. And I said before the end of the last segment, this must not happen. And yet it is. Hey, I want to tell you what's at stake for people ignoring the process, for ignoring the author, and ignoring the inspired forefathers. Look around. Because, folks, they're acting so outside of their scope of authority that it looks foreign to those that read and know the Constitution. If we remove the manual, the Word of God, and the founding documents, again, it will never come to its intended end, again, for which it was designed. And what's at stake is your God-given freedoms. Friends, that's what's at stake here. In contrast to the ill designings of man's insidious methods of cunning to enslave. Read Ephesians 4:14. Read Ephesians 4:14, people. See, because these corrupt men of today have been allowed to take upon themselves the position of what belongs only to the Lord and its original inspired designers, Isaiah 14:12. And if it's replaced, which it has been up to this point, it only works for them and what it is that they see fit for their own gain and control. How many times do we see it all day long? They'll never be brought to justice. They'll never be brought to justice. No, because you're playing by the rules of those that have what? Moved aside the Word of God and our forefathers as to what they laid out in the Constitution, and you've allowed them to create a new set of rules. And that's the rule book that you're going and following along with, friends. But I want to say this, when you look at this for what it is, that their creation of a new system of government, which we have been since 1871, what's interesting to note, everything seems to fit their end as they control and gain control over the lives of their subjects, okay? And as it's truly stated, so goes the church, so goes the government. That why is that? Because the church is called to be a moral compass of society. When it comes to the U.S. Constitution, listen carefully, which is premised on common law as a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, man, again, having allowed the instruction manual of our forefathers to be replaced, has now become a democracy in the place of the constitutional republic that we are. What's the fruit of that? Well, we have over 101 unconstitutional parties. Let me take a moment and just read this real quick. Listen, Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution says this. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and of application of the legislature or the executive against domestic violence. See, the American people, which you've heard me 1,000 times say this, 1,000 different ways, that 81% of them professing to be Christians, which is the furthest thing from Christianity, now are blindly following close behind the fallacious misleadings of their said representatives. I want you to keep in mind, these are also those who, for the most part, have departed from the Constitution and have now taken on a new political language, which is designed to make lies sound truthful. Folks, again, I've said this 100 times. When I listen to politicians, how many politicians have I had on this show over the last 25 years that continuously called us a democracy? How many times have I had to call out individuals and in question, in many cases, cordially asking the question, since when did we become a two-party system? How many times have I highlighted the fact that if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left? But no, you've been caught up into Fox News, the conservatives of the day. And I say that for the very purpose that nobody feeds this divide and conquer more than Fox News and the conservatives of the day. And it is fallacious. Ill-designing men have created that political language that has made lies to sound truthful. When I say to you, and I'm just explaining myself here so you can all connect the dots. When I say to you, where in the national media outlets, namely through the conservatives of the day, when do they ever make reference to the Constitution that condemns the crime? What do they do when a criminal is being caught for another scandal or being highlighted, Luke 12:2, for another crime committed times 1,000? When have they ever brought in the law that condemns their crime? You've never heard them say it one time. And if you have, friends, you've never seen the justice to ensue to establish righteousness, Isaiah 51, verse 4. This is the game they're playing. And the reason they don't make reference to the Constitution in condemning the crime is because they have to play by the rules. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I'm talking to the spin doctors. I'm talking to the useful idiots in the mainstream media that are merely reading off the teleprompter and spewing out and promulgating more lies to the American people concerning who we are and where it is that we came from. And that is exactly why they don't know where they're going today. What do they do, friends? What do the conservatives of the day do if a crime is committed? They bring in a Democrat to highlight the crimes of the person caught on the right side called the Republicans. Isn't that right? Or vice versa. They bring in the Republican, and then the Republican condemns the crime of the Democrat. Did you know that neither one of them exist? I want to spell this out because kids get this. How is it that we've been sold a bill of goods? Not. How is it that we've been sold this lie that somehow or another, when the said Republicans are in power, that they're a government unto themselves? They can do whatever they want to do. Is that right? Isn't that how they sell themselves? And then when a Democratic president gets in there, as if to suggest there's two sides to the Constitution, as if to suggest they all took different oaths before they promised to uphold the laws found within the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God. No, they didn't say different oaths, friends. They said the same one. They promised to uphold the law. So where are people getting off on this right and left? Again, when the right's in power, they're a government unto themselves. And when the left is in power, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. Where are you getting that from? The mainstream media. You're getting that from the scoundrels that call themselves politicians today, which in fact, that's a slang word. They should be called statesmen, not politicians. They're the ones that are playing along with that which has been created outside of the scope of authority of the U.S. Constitution and its enumerated laws. And the American people, because they're ignorant of it, they sit back and say, what is this guy doing? Well, they're doing the wrong thing. They're operating in a foreign manner, are they not? As I just said 10 minutes ago when we came back on this segment, friends, they are to bow to the law. The law is not to bow to them. And furthermore, when you think of the right-left paradigm, when you think of the right, they're sold to you as the good guy. Hey, folks, let me tell you something. Again, this is pro wrestling at its very worst. Politics and pro wrestling are identical. They're best friends behind closed doors. They throw out as they lead opposition, as they create the opposition. What do? They create the problem. They sell it to the American people. One gives in. The other one compromises. The other one's a diplomat. And what happens? The American people lose every time as they tighten the noose every single step of the way. And the American people are trying to figure out why this is going on. It doesn't get any more plainer than the nose on your face, friends. It does not get any plainer than the nose on your face. I cannot tell you, friends, how many times I have told said representatives, and they continuously play the game of divide and conquer. Mark 3:25, Jesus told us that the house that's divided against itself will fall. That's the system that's been created, friends. And I want to tell you this, they've replaced a republic where we're ruled by law with a democracy, and democracy in the history of democracy is self-destruction. As you can see, what do? I'll give you an example. They pick out a small group. If they want to go ahead and overthrow the law in which we have, because they can depend upon the ignorance of the American people to allow them to do it, I'm not demeaning you. They are, and you're allowing them to do it, and you're putting gas in their tank so they can continually do it by remaining ignorant. Put that up against Hosea 4:6. But what do? All the way up until 1973, did you know that if you even committed the act of sodomy, you're a homosexual or a lesbian? They're called crimes against nature and state statute. Did you know that you'd go to prison for 21 years? Did you know that? Now what have they done? 1973, they seen that the church was going to back off. The people said it's okay. They gave them a green light. And what's happened since 1973? They have been attacking the American people. What are they?
They're used as a political battering ram to upend your Constitution. And Americans, you don't understand. The law condemns their crime. And instead of you overthrowing their crime, they're overthrowing you. We'll be right back.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, folks. This is Judah, son of Bradley Dean. I'm sure you've heard of people talking about making a difference, or maybe even thought the same thing yourself. Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, traveling the nation and growing up with my dad and family, doing high school assemblies, churches, colleges, and universities, that the Sons of Liberty does just that, make a difference. Traveling across the nation and doing events, I can't tell you how many people's eyes have been opened to the truth of America's founding and Christian values, to see the youth of America's hope for the nation restored and know that they have a future, or even just having that person come up and tell you what a difference the Sons of Liberty has made in their lives and how they drew courage from our example to now take a stand themselves. We bring you hard rock hitting truth of the daily issues of America with a biblical and constitutional resolve, along with weighing out every issue on those two pillars. If you're tired of hearing people's lip service or playing the paper tiger but tuck tail and run when it's time to act, then come join us at the Sons of Liberty, where we preach the truth, make a difference, and put actions to our words. Consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty to help support us and join our mission to restore America back to where she was founded.
BBSRadio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want to clarify this point, because people, this is how you've been overthrown. You've allowed this system of divide and conquer, a two-party system, to overthrow you and your God-given rights, by allowing your politicians to cast into your minds that we're a democracy rather than a republic. We're ruled by law, not by unconstitutional party system. And I just highlighted right before the end of the last segment how they have used special groups, okay, who what they do is they're lawbreakers, our laws condemn their crimes, they pick out a couple, they put them in victim position, they highlight them, then they try to put into your minds that everybody's support of them, when in fact, it doesn't matter if the whole country's in support of what God condemns. If God condemns it, that's the side that I'm going to be on, amen, as a constitutional republic, not a democracy. But when the people buy it, what do? They say, oh, you know what? We'll just go ahead and give them a pass. And what they do is they're allowing the immoral and the lawless abominations, Leviticus 18:22, to go ahead and have their way. And what do? They attack law abiders. Who empowered those attackers, those assailants, those lawless individuals, those abominations to attack law-abiding people? The government did. See, what happens when you allow them to do what they want to do? See, they use these small groups of individuals and they highlight them and they put them in the light of being the victims. And you know what they do? They give them what they call their rights. God never gave them the right to do the wrong thing. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, period. And it condemns everything else. But what do? They use them as a political battering ram to beat up against our system of law. And what they want to do is remove the law just like they have through these insidious little devils. And that's exactly what they are. John 8:44. They're lawless individuals. They're workers of iniquity. Okay. And they don't realize, while they're etching away at the law, they're making way for the enemy to destroy them. And it's exactly what's going on in this country. Remember what John Adams said, and I'm going to take our friend John in just a second here. He said, our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious Christian people. He said, it's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. All those little groups that they use, as I just told you, friends, that our law condemns, isn't it interesting that they're there attacking we the people? And in this situation with the abominable, the sodomites, isn't it interesting how our laws condemn them in every state? But little by little, the people are allowing the courts to what they call amend, which is completely unconstitutional, because if it stands against God's moral law, said Blackstone, it's null and void. Okay? So here's what I'm telling you. Either you overthrow their lawlessness by being the law, or the lawless are going to overthrow you. There is no in between. John, thanks for hanging on, my friend. Still got a lot to cover here, but I'll give it to you for a minute. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
You're exactly, I mean, people need to understand that a democracy is two wolves and a sheep deciding on what's for dinner.
Yep.
And, you know, I think back in the day, as far as the Paris Treaty in 1783, November 25th was called Evacuation Day, where the British troops, a large portion of them, you know, left New York. And but the people that were on the boat that came to pick them up were all the Rothschild bankers and lawyers.
Yeah. It keeps going back to the same group of people, doesn't it?
I mean, that can go either way as far as responsibility and everything, but that is what actually took place as far as looking at the manifestos for the ships.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, at that time, our founding fathers were trying to make peace, you know.
Amen. They weren't the ones provoking or inciting war. They were the ones
but
defending
it still
themselves.
Let the rats off the ship.
Yeah. Well, what I was trying to say there. Yeah. Go ahead, John.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I'll give you the last word.
Not everybody's perfect, and all of these men tried to do the best they could for all of us.
Yeah. Well. And I'll go along with that. There is one perfect. His name is Jesus Christ. And just so we don't throw a curve in there, we are going to be judged according to who he is. Acts 17:31, 2 Corinthians 5:15, Hebrews 9:27, Revelation 21, verse 8. I could go off on that one for a moment, but thank you for the call. So we're going back to this, friends. Either you're going to lawfully condemn the unrighteous, lawless individuals, or the lawless are going to overthrow you. And you can see where 345 million people have allowed it to go thus far. But I'm talking about the question that's at stake here. What do you expect the outcome to be when you're playing up by their made-up rules? They're not following the Constitution. Friends, the only reason politicians throw in the word Constitution is to put you at ease. They don't know the Constitution. Donald Trump calls us a purified democracy. That's how stupid the people are. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I folks, listen to me. I could take every single one of them, from the Supreme Court to all three branches of government, all the way down, and I could ask them simple questions about their purpose in government as a representative, and what form of government we have been given. What's their job? Where is the details? Where are they confined within the Constitution? I can tell you right now, folks, that lawyers today in this country don't even know where law comes from. That's not a joke. But I can tell you this, you're allowing these people that don't even know what our forefathers established to rule the roost. And look where you've allowed them to bring it. I mean, folks, it's safe to say this is clearly in stark contrast to the original forefather instruction manual concerning what it is that you're seeing. I want to make a quick point here in question. Again, I want you to think about this. Since when was there a far-right position when it comes to the United States Constitution? Just think about that. Since when is there a far-right position when it comes to the United States Constitution? Somebody answer me. 281-845-4704. There isn't one. Hey, folks, you know what this is? This is a straw man, which has been defined by the right as the left. Because there is no constitutional left that the right of today claims or plays along to be. No one in government or otherwise has a God-given right to do which that transgresses his law. It doesn't exist. What is called the left of today is merely the fruit hanging on the branches of what is defined as the right. And just to further solidify the point, if there were a right, as I said earlier, and they were doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. And by the way, the right wouldn't be calling themselves Republicans, no more than the left would be calling themselves the Democrats, because neither one exists. So again, what's at play here is this fruit, in the fruit of a uniparty system in the hands of those who have been allowed to redesign our government system for the destruction of what our forefathers under God have designed. And it's working. It's deceptive, self-defeating, self-destructive, and gives the victory over to the wicked. And the only ones that we can blame are ourselves, people. It's a system that does not exist. Did you know that our forefathers repeatedly warned us of partaking in this unlawful change through what they called party spirit? Did you know this? George Washington, in his 1796 farewell address, that political parties are likely, in the course of time and things, to become potent engines by which cunning, ambitious, unprincipled men will be enabled to subvert the power of the people and to usurp for themselves the reins of government, destroying afterwards the very engines which have lifted them to unjust domain. In other words, dummy the people down. Hey, folks, out of a sign of gratitude, it was Memorial Day this last weekend. Did you take the time to read the founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, to see what they wouldn't put up with? Did you see in the Constitution, friends, what it is that they established and then ending the Constitution in the year of our Lord, 1787? Did you take the time out of gratitude to read what it was that they bled, giving unto us, sacrificing themselves in giving unto us? When I highlight what George Washington said here in 1796, it's exactly what he warned against. It's exactly what the people have taken on. He went on to argue, Washington did. He said, and I want you to listen carefully. I want you to listen to this carefully. He said, the alternate domination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge, isn't that what this is? Natural to party dissension, which in different ages and countries has perpetrated the most horrid enormities, is itself a frightful despotism. But this leads at length, said Washington, to a more formal and permanent despotism. The disorders and miseries which result gradually incline in the minds of men to seek security and repose in the absolute power of an individual. What are they doing right now in your country with Donald Trump, people? Exactly that. Exactly that. Now they think that for some reason or another, Donald Trump can become a law unto himself. Now, isn't it interesting, friends? He's turning on his supporters, and he has been turning on his supporters since day one. And the only reason his supporters didn't know that he was turning on them, because they took Donald Trump for face value. And what did they do? They were putting their hopes in a man that brings a curse, said the Lord in Jeremiah 17:5. They threw off the Lord, just like Jesus warned us in Mark 7, and they took on man. Hey, folks, over and over and over again, our forefathers warned us of this two-party system. I want to tell you something. Whenever you see a conservative or a politician talking about the left and the right, I'm telling you right now, turn it off. Because they're going right along to drive the narrative by controlling the narrative that they created and that they are leading. People are this ignorant to believe that a country like ours is established on a divide and conquer system. No wonder why, folks, we're caving in on ourselves. Because we haven't taken the time to know the difference. No wonder why we see all this dirt being thrown on us as we allow them to dig the hole that we are falling into. Oh, and by the way, it also includes them. They just don't know yet. But besides of that, I prefer to prevent rather than to cure, friends. Prevention is better than cure. So let me end this. Why are your representatives continuously playing along with what does not constitutionally exist? You got to ask them the question. Remember, when you allow this to take reign, you cannot stand idly by and wonder why there is never a lawful resolution to lawlessness, only to forfeit, relinquish another God-given right and liberty by blaming somebody else. What do? They play along again by blaming what they call the left for what another defeat, as if to suggest the left has lawful standing, which they do not. There's only one law, and all those who represent the people, they again swore to uphold that law with their hand in the Bible. As a matter of fact, and listen again carefully, this is how the establishment, which so many of you complain about, this is first of all why it's there and how it survives today. Because it was allowed to continue. We see the reoccurring theme of division and confusion and chaos, which leads to slavery and bondage, in contrast to freedom and liberty within the confines of obeying the author of the instruction manual, the very opposite of what our institution of government was intended to be. So again, who does this corrupt system work for? I want to tell you, in ending, I'm going to tell you, those who designed the rules of the game that does not constitutionally exist. So I ask you, the viewer and the listener, what do you expect our end will be if you allow this to continue? Because Americans, it's not the enemy alone destroying you. Because by your adherence, you are doing it to yourselves. And again, just like when Jesus warned you, I as his servant are warning you again. Folks, wake up while you still have time.